Iran says the terrorists must move out of Syria's Idlib province as part of the Arab state's efforts to get rid of terrorism on its soil. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif also said that his country will soon host a meeting with Russia and Turkey on the latest developments in Syria. He said the upcoming meeting will cover a number of issues, including the fight against terrorists in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib.
During the Friday meeting, which will take place in Tehran, in line with the agreements at the Astana negotiations, we will discuss reconstruction in Syria as well as how to deal with the remnants of extremist groups in Syria, particularly Nusra Front in areas in Idlib province.
The top Iranian diplomat made the comments as he arrived in Syria on a one-day trip. Zarif's comments on the situation in Idlib were echoed by his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. The top Russian diplomat said that Syria has every right to flush out terrorists from the province and that the situation there could not be tolerated indefinitely. Idlib is terrorists' last stronghold in Syria, mostly under the control of the Nusra Front terror group. Andriy Bilcek is a philosopher, author, and filmmaker who joins us from Indonesia. Welcome. So, you know, what's interesting about this is that you hear Russia, and more so than Iran, but trying to defend the this onslaught to get rid of terrorists as if that needs to be defended, because it seems like the U.S. is under this impression that Russia is going to stage, I don't know, a chemical attack or doing something wrong. Why does the West, in particular the U.S., view this operation that way?
Well, first of all, Russia was extremely patient because there is intelligence that was reaching Moscow about the possibility of staging chemical attack in Idlib and then blaming it on Russians. The usual propaganda, usual propaganda methods that was used has been used by the West in Syrian war for several years. Now. We see major developments now because Russia is being joined by China, but especially Iran, in coming clear that they are not going to tolerate for much longer this situation. And how this situation was actually created is also interesting. The terrorists came from all different parts of Syria, and they were offered to surrender. And they were moved to Idlib, actually. Russia and Syria kept their side of the bargain. They actually bused them in a very comfortable buses. Nobody was harmed. They were allowed to go to Idlib. But now they are they regrouped there, and they are sitting there. There are thousands of al-Nusra front fighters and other terrorists. And so the situation has to be dealt with. Now, how is it going to be dealt with except militarily? They are not going to go away. So from the very beginning, the West was lying, saying that they are very concerned about the civilian casualties, that the attack on Idlib or liberation, actually, of Idlib would trigger. And of course, it's total hypocrisy because these groups are fully supported by the West and its allies. So we are in a very kind of interesting situation before the attack. Russia is trying to cover itself up very correctly. Actually, they are showing to the world the intelligence that they have, and they say what will happen in case that Idlib will be liberated, that there will be staged attacks, that white helmets and white helmets type of organizations will suddenly reemerge, and they would be blaming Russia and its allies, probably Iran also, for instead of liberating the last pocket of resistance of the terrorists, actually they will be blaming these countries for violating human rights.
Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it. Andriy Bilcek, philosopher, author, and filmmaker there.